everybody.
Oh, hi. Welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I'm Bron, and that's Huffer.
That's and, right.
We're going to talk about Perceptor now.
Yeah, well, we don't have to talk about Perceptor, but...
You might as well.
I got Perceptor out. Spencer's checking him out right now and trying to turn
Perceptor's
him into
a Transformer for all those who want to fast forward for about a minute or ten.
You can skip ahead to right now.
Okay, good.
I got some
right.
other guys. I got some guys on my desk right now from
what
my
do you
box
have?
Of old toys.
What do you have?
I got, I think his name is Spyrax.
Mm.
He's the, you know, the evil despot from Sektars.
Oh, yeah.
He's got like a purple kind of a chrome unitard.
Yep.
And six eyes and horns and, you know.
Yes,
black
yes.
Red,
I remember that guy. Yeah,
dashing.
I never. Yeah.
Then I got the, what's his name? You know, the keyboard player from Jabba the Hutt. Sauce.
I don't know the name of that guy.
Sai Snoodles? No. Dengar?
I just don't know.
Anyway, got him. He's got his keyboard. Then there's what's his name? Magmar? Mudmar? Lavamar? Lava Jones? Orangenstein? the big lava guy from Crystar.
Oh, I don't know that guy.
He's got all these, bumps. Knobs.
All right.
Protuberances. And then lastly, my Indiana Jones figure.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Pretty limited on the articulation, but nice pants sculpt.
Are you keeping track of the Indiana Jones 4 news?
No.
Oh, okay.
I consider myself out that loop.
All right. Well, I won't ruin the surprise for you, then.
What's the surprise?
I don't actually know. I guess Sean Connery's going to be in it, and Kate Blanchett's going to be in it.
And Blanchett?
Some guy who's going to play Indy's son. It's going to be called The City of God or something.
Oh, goodness.
Is
Mel Gibson attached to it anyway?
I hope so. Do you think that it will be as good as Indiana Jones 4 that LucasArts put out?
Who?
That we just both downloaded for the fake DS scum engine thing.
Yeah, but that... See, I never played that game. I don't know.
No, me neither, but I saw it and I was like, you know what? I think I might like to try that.
I think they should have based Indiana Jones 4 on Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So. I think they should have based it on the NES game. Did you ever play that?
I think they should just kidnap Calista Flockhart and see what happens. Just record that. And then later, you know, in post-production, throw a spacesuit on him.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there could be a scene where he has to, like, get her off of a weighted thing and find something that's exactly the same weight as her, and he picks up the same bag of sand.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes.
It'd be good.
And then he can't lift it, and his arm breaks. Because he's so, so old. What are you doing over there?
I'm punching you.
Oh, God.
That's Indiana Jones has whip in action. I wish I had that whip. If I had the whip, this would be like $200,000 worth of action figure.
And then would the piano guy be playing some Devo?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I thought you
Don't
said Family Guy. You said Piano Guy.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, Family Guy. What does that have to do with anything?
It's a program. I don't know. I thought you were. I thought you were threatening me.
I'll punch you with a Family Guy reference. What do you think of that?
Yep. Speaking of, what do you think of that? Hey, happy anniversary.
Sure. There's a guy at the local noodle hut that, right by our street here that we go to, and he's the friendliest server in all of Vancouver. And you go in, and just whenever you order, and he's sure, and like he does it every time. He's super nice. Like he's all so accommodating, so friendly. Like he remembers your name and all that. And but then the other day I went in there with Ollie and Becca and Steve, and he started doing that, and then Ollie started responding to him. By going, sure. And I thought he was, fucking with this guy. I was like, oh, come on, man. This guy's super nice. Don't fuck with him. But the thing is that Ollie didn't even realize he was doing it. And it was funny because it rubs off on you. The friendliness and the, sure.
I understand.
Yeah. And now we say it all the time as a joke, so it's just never going to go away. It's going to
Okay.
That guy's going to think we're dicks, basically.
Well, thanks for cluing me in, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you should know if you ever go to Don Don on Canby Street.
Okay.
It's excellent. Good noodles. Noodles and rice bowls and soups and whatnot. They make a good ramen. They make a good bowl of ramen. And you can get, like, dumplings or wontons and gyozas and things like that in it. And it will make you so full, you'll wish you could barf. But you can't because it was so delicious. No way. That was too good to barf.
Is it expensive?
No, it's super cheap, too. It's a good value. Can be in 17th, right by my house.
Right,
so, that was mini fooding it up.
That was very good, yeah.
What do you got?
I got dumplings.
That's what our band should be called.
Oh, yeah. That's gross. No, I, last night, last night, as you know, I designed a mailbox website.
Uh-huh.
Till a million in the morning.
Was it a XXX mailbox site?
I don't believe so.
Oh, because, get it? Male.
Male.
The opposite of female there.
Darsh.
Mangina.com or something.
Okay, well, that's, alright.
Alright, well, how did it go?
Thanks for the hot tip.
Oh, all right.
It's great.
Thanks for the hot tip in my mailbox.
No, it was great. It's everything that a mailbox website should be. Bland and uninspired.
But you got to stay home to do it.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
That's always good.
Yep, so we watched 24, and that guy was on it again.
Oh, yeah, I looked him up.
Yep.
I still didn't really have a good understanding of who he was. But, hey, yeah. That's all right.
I guess he plays a sadist.
Sadist, that's insane.
Yep, it's better than a...
pedist.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God, see you later. Oh, it's okay. We didn't do the full incantation. We didn't say the full magical spell there that magically ends the show.
Oh, this guy's cool.
God, I'm fucking tired. I'm living the Phil Redman rock and roll lifestyle of getting 5 hours of sleep.
Wait, five
hours of sleep's a good day for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm working extra time at work, and it's no good.
But, you can do it, Otto.
I can do what?
You can do it. Otto.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, I could totally do it, but it means when I come home, I should go right to bed and not eat and watch TV and try to do a comic or something.
Yeah.
This is not enough hours. And it's, I have an hour-long commute, too. So that's 10 hours of my day that's committed to work and going to work. Or 12 hours. Did I say 12? 12 hours. Yeah. That's a long time.
I hate to suggest such a thing, but maybe it's time you drop out of the grind.
No way, dude. I'm not dropping.
Committed for life.
Nope. Yeah, I'm going to do that shit. I'm gonna win.
You know, I can't stomach comics anymore since Tom McHenry quit.
Really?
Yeah, it pretty much just ruined all comics for me forever.
He's doing comics again, though.
Where?
Prove well, it. I think his plan is to put out a mini comic for Ape.
Wait, when did we record this?
When did we record this?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast. It is Tuesday, March the 20th of the 2007
season.
Year. Yeah. And it's sweeps week.
You know what else happened on March 20th? Back in 1867.
No, tell me.
Back in 1867, March 20th was the first Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Oh my God, you're right.
Zero
I actually had I had no idea until you mentioned it to me last night. I was like, oh my God, what?
Yep.
So it was a year ago today. We said, hey, let's record our thing and do a shit and maybe it'll be awesome.
That's right.
And it turned out to be awesome.
It did turn out to be awesome.
Now we can quit. No, we won't.
No.
I would consider quitting if we did a year solid of daily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that would be like, well, if we did a good thing, then let's end it, maybe, if it was bad.
And then edit it down to the best 40 minutes and put out a comedy record?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be impossible.
It's not very much comedy to choose from, so...
Well, no, we pretty much get one joke and it's got a 20-minute setup.
Yeah. And then we milk it all week long.
Yeah. Remember when we said the funny thing?
Yeah. Not really.
Let's reflect. Really. We've got to play a clip show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if we ever were funny.
Nah, I don't know.
I think we're not one of those comedy podcasts. We're like
tragedy. No, because there's a real danger with that, because there's a lot of pressure to be funny. And
yeah.
You know, and if you're not, you're like, oh, we really blew it this time. We weren't funny. We don't have any expectations that we're going to be funny. We're just going to talk about shit.
I'm sweating bullets, dude.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
I'm shitting a brick.
I'm lactating a cantaloupe.
I'm peeing fleas.
Wow.
That's oh, nerves. God. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It'll be all right. I mean, as far as bugs go.
What if it was one giant flea, like the electron microscope
thing?
Oh, just, yeah, I can't handle those things, you know.
All the gnashing in the
macro
front
photography.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a problem with bugs so much, but it's just when you see them real close up, like closer than any person should probably see them.
Right.
It's really disturbing to me, so.
I think they just look like machines. The closer you get, they just look like.
Yeah, but that's what's creepy about
devices.
Them. Yeah, no, it's totally weird. And, but like, okay, so like the microcosmos type. Stuff like that, like bugs and stuff, that's all kind of sciencey and clean and stuff. That's, like, I can watch it. It's not that bad. Like, it kind of grosses me out, but it's not too bad. But when you see the electron microscope of, like, bed bugs and fucking dust mites and fucking all that shit,
yeah,
I cannot handle that. I just can't. It's just too, I don't know, things that we weren't meant to see with the naked eye, you know?
Yeah, well, 1,000 angels can dance on a fleck of feces on your toothbrush.
That's true. I never really thought of brushing my teeth with angels before.
You should do it.
Yeah, maybe
they're,
I will.
They're full of goo. Plaque fighting goo.
They're whitening.
Yeah.
Because all angels are white, don't you know?
I don't worry. Yeah, it is. It's a world within a world. It's a bug within your nose. It's like, yeah.
I'm fine with that. The idea that there's bugs in on my skin and in my shit and in my eyeballs, I got no problem with that. I understand that there's bugs in my bed, and that doesn't the idea doesn't bother. I just don't want to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. Did I already? I didn't talk on the show. I don't think I talked about how I electrocuted myself the other day. Remember that?
I would love to remember that.
Did I tell you that?
Yes.
I told you that. I electrocuted.
Let's look back fondly.
Oh, yeah, that was the first time I ever electrocuted myself. I mean, I had 27 years and never electrocuted myself. That's pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
Yeah, and my distortion pedal was acting up, and I was like, what's going on here? This thing isn't working. Yeah. Maybe I'll check the AC adapter to see if it's plugged in properly. And, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of surprising that I made it this long without being electrocuted, because there's so much electricity in my daily life every day.
Did your hair stand up on end?
Yep. And then I went outside and shot lightning bolts at people.
Awesome.
I always think about that, you know, like whenever something like that happens, like, oh, maybe I got powers. Like, clearly. You know.
Did you establish an arch nemesis?
Not yet. You want to be it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who are you? What's your power? Bad interview. If you were a superhero, what would you want your superpowers to be? That's actually on my list of bad interview questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. A hyperthyroid. No, wait, polyps.
Oh, God. Puyallups.
Yeah. No, I would say filing or some shit like that.
Filing? Like yeah. Your nails?
No. Like, with a filing cabinet.
That's not a very good power.
Sure it is.
Oh, but it would get you a job.
Right, yeah.
Well, but that would be the power that you would want, though? Like, why wouldn't you say, like, oh, I'd want the ability to stop time so I could get all my work done, and it would be as though it got finished in 1 minute, and then I could go home.
As though.
I don't really know. My power... well, if you're doing that, then you would say, like, oh, I would be multiple man, you know?
Yeah.
I would have a bunch of clones, and I could get all the work done real fast.
Well, is it like, you have to take one power to take this job? We're giving you the job, but you have to take one power, so what are you gonna
pick? Okay. Yeah,
You know, because that's more like, you know, orientation.
The power to make my body operate without a brain and the ability for my brain to go fly around and watch a movie.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I don't know.
Huh.
Okay, well, what about the age-old debate over...
You wouldn't
over
say, like, super cannibalism or anything?
Super cannibalism?
Yeah.
How's that better than regular cannibalism?
Like, you don't have to argue.
Oh, it's my power, you see. I'm able to eat people. I'm allowed. It's...
Turn this into a microscope. Well, that's the thing about Perceptor.
speed trial. Let's do it.
He doesn't...
He barely resembles a microscope.
Yeah, he doesn't turn into much of a microscope. Plus, I don't have his,
Canon?
Yeah. The lens.
His schlong.
Go see if there's another part of him in that box. It should be... What? Purple? Turquoise?
Man. Turquoise. Turquoise.
Purple and turquoise.
And burgundy.
You can't have him.
So, what about the age-old debate between flight or invisibility?
Oh, Jiminy. Are we really doing this?
No, not at all. But you must have a quick answer to that.
Huh?
You must have a quick answer to that.
Well, can I be visible again?
Yeah, you can fly and not fly at will, and you can be invisible and visible at will.
You can be invisible or not invisible, but you can only fly...
You have to be flying all the time.
Once you start,
that's it.
You can't stop flying.
All right, let's up the ante on that one then.
Okay.
Constant power activation. Cannot shut it off. Flight or invisibility?
Flight.
Yeah.
You can fly real low.
Yeah.
But you have to be flying at 30,000 feet.
But what if you fall asleep and you can't control it and you just start going up in space?
Oof.
You better hope you have some other power that lets you survive in space.
I could do it.
Maybe. You fucking think I won't?
I'm going to go right now. Yeah, boy. I guess. Okay. You got me convinced. Whatever I didn't say.
Invisibility? All the time?
Oh, I thought you said invincibility.
Yeah, you can turn your invincibility off. What good is that?
So take a dump or cut your hair.
What?
What do you use that for again?
Your hair and your fingernails are also invincible, and you can't cut them.
Oh man,
that would be a fucking awesome idea for an invincible character.
Yeah,
he just like you can't damage him in any way, and like you can barely even wash him.
Big tangled up wad of hair. And
he looks like what was Grizzlor? Who was the horde? You know, guy.
Yeah, Grizzlor.
It was like.
Hordak is over on my floor right over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hordach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this doesn't look a thing like a microscope.
You're better off just using him as a robot and pretending that's a gun, alright?
You know, yeah.
Seriously.
Or, you know...
was he the Transformer with the best British accent?
I don't know.
Or was that,
I don't remember him from the
Skylix
cartoon.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Monday, Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah.
But more importantly, it's the one-year anniversary of Spy versus Pi.
That's kind of important. You think
I think people should...
Prime was ever like, Perceptor, what's way over there on top of that hill?
I don't fucking
he's like,
know.
He's asshole on a microscope.
Oh, what's that down there? I can't see it.
Right.
Fine.
What's this under my nail?
The candy wrapper. Because, like, he's a giant microscope.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So he can see things that are, like, human-sized?
Right.
Yeah, it's like, that's it's a Coke can. Oh, I guess it is.
I suppose they wouldn't really need anything to look really far away, because they're super tall, right?
And also...
You
can
see that film?
Why do they need a guy to turn into a... Why don't they just have a microscope?
Yeah.
Why does it need to turn into a guy? Why does everything have to turn into a guy?
I bet What's-His-Name has one. You know?
Spike Witwicky?
No, I was thinking of the nurse... Van.
Eggplant Wizard?
No. Not Ratchet, but what was the little medic guy's name? Ratchet?
That was Ratchet. Or Wheeljack.
Wheeljack? No.
Wheeljack was the like inventor guy.
The black inventor guy.
He wasn't black, was he? You're thinking of Jazz.
Oh, you're right.
It was voiced by Scatman. Scatman,
yeah, totally.
Scatman Crothers.
Yeah.
He died.
In The Shining. And then, yes, in real life.
Yeah, and then he won't be in the movie. I don't care about that movie. I'll go see it.
The Shining 2? What? Transformers 2 movie?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. I'll watch it.
No.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What did you think when you saw the Transformers movie in the theater when you were a kid?
I thought it was rad. And sad.
Yeah?
And badass.
I have my younger uncle. My younger uncle. I have a younger uncle. My younger uncle.
Your unger?
My uncle Youngwind.
Your uncle Jim Unger?
He's going to have a birthday party.
Yeah.
And we're all going to go see the Transformers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he went that same day to an earlier show.
Oh. Yikes. Just to, like, be cooler than everybody?
Yeah.
Or did he still go? Like he went to it twice? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if I was a kid, I probably would too.
I think he did the same thing with the G.I. Joe movie, but like, everyone didn't go.
G.I. Joe movie was not so good. Yeah. I didn't like the adding the whole aliens, like not aliens, but the Cobra La guys. They're all like alien snake kind of guys who were like the secret snake society that Commander was expelled from. I didn't like that. It's kind of like when you found out that Skeletor and Hordak worked for a higher power. Like, no, man.
Wait, come on. What?
Didn't those guys work for somebody else? It was turned out, I believe.
I bet it was Zodak.
It was Zordon.
I bet it was Man at Arms. Played by Peter McNichol.
Yep.
There you go.
Do you think we could go one day without talking about toys or cartoons? I mean, not on our anniversary, obviously. We wouldn't. This is fucking...
It's kickback. It's casual.
Yeah. We actually did already mention Star Wars, so we'll check that one off.
Okay, sure.
We haven't yet, actually, in a while. Well, no, we did today talk about Tom McHenry a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah. Yep. He ruined comics.
Tom, show us a comic so we can rechristen this place.
Yeah,
Tom McHenry Studios, right? What are we calling it now?
Bus Depot Station Area. What's the point of naming it anything if it's not going to be Tom McHenry? But I can't name it that now.
You're right.
What's the point?
I don't know. So,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's... Our time's up.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, boy. That was pretty weak.
That was weak?
Yeah. We failed. As a program, but that's fine.
How did we fail?
I don't know. Nobody
heard
us talk.
Are you transforming stuff? What are you doing?
Yeah, trying to get Perceptor into something cool.
Whoa.
That's her saying it broke. So, here, I'll put it back together, and then in 5 seconds again, when she says that, you'll know what she's talking about. Here you go. And check it out. Right. Yeah, she transforms it into two pieces. There we go. Thank you. You want to punch Dada? She learned how to punch yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Valuable skill.
Yep. All right. Well, were going to give away the code of the day?
The code?
You wanted to start doing the video game codes. Like, tie that into our...
What?
Because of our sponsor.
Push B select.
GameSpot, thanks for all the great swag.
Oh man, we should just start naming sponsors and then go to them and be like, hey, check it out.
Yeah,
give us something. Hey, Arby's.
That's right. Oh man, yeah, Arby's. Thanks for the promotional consideration. And,
yeah,
and the large.
No, wait.
Consideration.
We gave. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for the roast beef.
Roast beef.
Roast beef.
Roz from some program.
Night Court?
Yeah.
Or is from Frazier.
How are we doing on Night Courts? We got three in a row yet?
I don't know.
Someone's got to
collect all six. Pull out your bingo card, and if you got three Night Courts in a row, you win a free hot dog.
You know who would be good to parse our archives?
Nope.
That John Sumremo guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he'd be good. John Sumremo.
Why do you think that?
I just think he would be a champ at it. I think you should give it a shot.
Nah.
Fine. Hey, you got anything on Comic Space yet?
Yes, I do.
What?
Everything.
So just comicspace.brian at com. bottomlesspop.
.compuserve.org.
Bracket.
I was telling you about that. We watched that old... Comedy Central clip of the Politically Incorrect that was all about Tim Leary, and it had Robert Anton Wilson and David Cross on it.
Yeah.
And it also had the, like, Spin magazine guy, that Guccione guy or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy? That guy's a fucking tool. I wanted to punch him in the throat. And it also had whatchamacallits Phillips from The Mamas and the Papas. And what's her name?
Gloria?
Something. I don't know. But they were all talking about Tim Leary. It was pretty cool. But the best thing about it was that the file still had all the commercials in it.
Yeah.
And and then like really, really bad 90s like typesetting. It just looked awful. And every email address they gave was like, okay, email politically incorrect at pr-crect at w2.compuserve.net. You know, it was just like the most ridiculous
default.
Visit our website, comcentral, com-central.com. Oh, wow. Comedy Central was clearly too many letters for someone to type. We better make it Com Central.
I think they got the rules of URLs and license plates mixed up there.
Yeah, I think so too. It was bumper stumpers.
What if that was the way it worked though, man? What if you're just like, I want a website, and they just like randomly assign you one unless you pick a vanity name?
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we would all be using bookmarks a lot more than we probably do.
That's right. And delicious, even. What was that, dude? Say that again. I can't hear you.
Into the microphone.
Oh, no, he's coming back.
Going back to what?
To tell me, because I told him I couldn't hear him. What's up?
I have to go poop.
All right, cool.
Good job.
Okay, go ahead.
That's Spy vs. Spy podcast. I have to go poop.
Since 2006.
Waiting to poop since 2006.
Alright, well,
I have to go poop too, coincidentally.
You might as well. We'll get the whole house going. I'm gonna hop on the sink.
Yuck.
Got a garbage disposal. Well, I got a colander.
Well, it's like Play-Doh Fun Factory. It's just spaghetti coming out.
I'm going to make wedges. I'm going to just hold a whisk up to the exit port. That little
spatula device that like cuts it off every so often so you can make fucking chocolate bars.
Oh, man. Pasta
People
machine.
People think I eat too many chocolate bars.
Ugh. Well, all right. We really worked it all.
Okay, good. Way to go. Yay, everybody. Send us a cake.
I can't
it's our birthday.
You got a Drew Wang Wang reference into the show with the, feces eating day.
Yep.
Good job. Good
okay,
job.
Okay.
Oh, what? Okay. Oh, just, all right. Bye.
No, I just send in your whatevers if you like it. I don't know.
That's right. Now we're going to play some audio files that we got from everybody from the last show.
God.
So.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see how this goes. Okay.
So, I'll see you guys later.
Okay. Bye, Peter.
Bye, Peter.
Hey, Spy vs. Spy. Happy 1 year anniversary. I listen to you guys every day when I can, and I hope that you keep doing it for another several years. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, Brian, Phil, I was just listening to the last podcast, and I thought that your script was... Okay, bye.
Hi, guys, this is GoBotFan74 from the message board. Just wanted to tell you that Pumper would totally maul Dumper. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Hey, Spy vs. Spy Pop, guys. This is TransFan87 and Braun and Huffer. Come on, you guys got it. I can fucking do it. Yeah, that's too bad. You could turn him into a melted puddle.